as you are learning and growing, as you all are. It is important to understand that in all things, there is the power of position. And when we are talking about that, we mean that whatever is going on in your life, you have a position that you have assumed in relationship to what is going on. There is nothing critical at all in what we are saying. We are simply talking about awareness. And what that means is that when you are upset about something or frustrated about something, then the thing you have to be careful about is that you have assumed a position underneath the thing that is bothering you. And you, as a rule, do not even realize that that is what has happened. It is as though the things that you cannot control are more powerful and more important than you, and they never are. They never are. But while you put yourself in the position of being the victim of something, then, of course, you are the victim of it. That is the nature of a free will planet. If you choose to be the victim, then you get to be the victim. Now, the opposite of victim is not the person who controls everything or who manages everything. That is not the opposite of victim. The opposite of victim is that you assume your identity, who you really are, with the understanding of how you were created and the rightness of your own being. Now, as soon as you do that, you begin to alter the way the circumstances happen. It is something that you, if you chose to be scientific about it, you could actually make a chart of it. You could say, the day I decided not to be the victim of it, but to be myself, who I really am, taking care of myself, respecting myself, then all of these other things changed the nature, changed the way they were moving, changed the way they were impacting me, changed the way they were impacting others. This is one of the, the miracles of choosing your power as a spiritual being. It does not mean that you make it all be what you want it to be. It means that you change your position in relationship to whatever is going on. And so, when you change your position because you are respecting yourself and who you are, and you put down the victim and the feeling of victim and all that goes with it, which of course we all visit from time to time, you actually change outcomes. Now, you may not change them in the way that you thought. Let us say, for instance, that you wanted something in the world. And you wanted it and wanted it. And the more you wanted it, and the more important the wanting it became, the smaller you became. Because that is the way that happens. And the more helpless you feel. Now, let us say that you remember who you are, and you look and see that you have put yourself in the wrong position. And so you need to move up then. I know who I am. I remember who I am. Now, what happens then is that it is not necessarily that this thing comes to you immediately. But the thing you need to do to get it comes to you. So that now you are on a learning path. And a learning path is a path of power. So when you are back being who you are, and here is the thing you want, the universe will send you the next thing you need to know. Now, of course, this requires some discipline to put down the victimship and to put down the impossible longing and to absolutely pay attention to the thing the universe has sent you that is the next step you need to take. Now, what is the miracle? The miracle is that these steps are the things that will get you to the thing that you want, the thing that you really want, the thing that is for your highest good. Now, we will use another example. Let us say that there was a particular position that you wanted, and you wanted it but could not get it and could not get it, and so this bad thing happens. This is up here, and you are down here wanting this thing up here. You see, it is the worst possible way to go at getting what you want. And so then you realize, I have made myself lower than the thing that I want. I cannot do that. I must be who I really am. So then you move up to the place where you are who you really are, and the universe shows you the step you need to take to get to the place where you want to be. And in addition to that, along the way, you may realize that this is not exactly what you want. But if you are walking along with the universe, you merely stop and say, this or something better. This or something better. And very often, the universe steps in and gives you the something better. It is the beauty of working in the spiritual way in the world. But it is, as you can see, also quite a practical way to move. So consciousness about where you have placed yourself in relationship to what you want. This is the part of your work, the part that you must be careful about. And if you become conscious of this, then you are well in line to move toward the thing that is for you and for your highest good. But you must raise yourself up to your own path in order to be able to see the step. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel the blue of peace come down around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a golden light all around the outside of your body. And let the power of that golden light clear the energy around you. Move away any fear or disappointment or shame or worry that might have caught in the field around the outside of your body during the week, during this time period. Let the gold remain. Let everything that is bothersome or hurtful leave. Feel the sun of the universe above your head and feel the crown open to receive all that you need, all that is good for you, all that sustains you and makes you strong. And feel that golden light pour into your crown, making you able to receive abundance, to receive love, to receive wisdom. Feel the golden light flow into your third eye. And feel your intuitive powers awakening, becoming alive and strong, and feel how you are able to see yourself with love and wisdom, and to see the world around you, and to see your own path in the world. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into your throat. And let the golden light displace any communication that would take away from you any honor or respect, so that there is only the communication of understanding, of power, of wisdom, of worthiness. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the heart center. Feel the golden light flow through the heart. Cover the heart. Repair old patterns so that they are the patterns that honor and support who you really are. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace the emotions that do not serve you, that in any way limit your knowledge of your own power, of your own worthiness. Feel those emotions taken out of your body, out of your field. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And feel the golden light displace any shame, any judgment that might have occurred in any place in your life at any time. Feel the golden light move that all out, away, so that there is only the second center cleansing anything that comes through your life as it comes through your life. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And let the golden light begin to form the root in a strong, creative, powerful way, so that who you really are is aligned with what you want to create. And your heart knows your worthiness to create it. And feel yourself golden and bright and very well loved and protected and guided by the universe. And see your path in front of you, and allow yourself to walk on your path, and feel how easily you walk. And the path moves upward, and so do you. Feel your own light as it draws you toward golden gates. Feel the gates open and step inside. And know that this is a place of dreams, of goals, of joys, of happiness, and they are all in this place, yours. Hold that you have the right to them all, and that the universe will show you every step you need to take to bring them to fruition in your life on the earth. Feel gold falling from the sky like warm golden rain, washing away your fears, filling you, remembering who you truly are, and that you are a child of the great Creator. And in this place, find that there is a gift that has been left for you. When you've known your gift, come back through the gates. Come back down the path. And come to a circle of healing in the room. And in that circle of healing, place Natalie and Marta's husband, and Linda, and anyone else you would know the power of healing. And step into the circle yourself and open yourself to receive all that you need to be whole, to be complete, to be blessed. Bring your energy back into your body. Begin to breathe into the center of your body. When you've centered in your body, open your eyes.